and welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I am featuring Telluride Ski and Snowboard School, and we are going to be chatting about teaching skiing and snowboarding in this beautiful mountain paradise that we all call home, or at least us lucky ones.
That's right.
And I have Noah Sheedy here. Noah is the director of Telluride Ski and Snowboard School. And in the second half of the interview, I am going to be chatting with Doug Morrison. And Doug is in charge of the adult programs. And Frank Martinez. And Frank is in charge of the children's program. So we're really going to clue you in on what happens during a typical lesson and what Telluride Ski and Snowboard School is all about. I'd like to welcome Noah Sheedy to Travel Fun. Hi, Noah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here, and I want to fess up right away to those people listening that I am a ski instructor. This is my eighth season, so I look forward to having, this might be more of a conversation than a typical interview, and just sharing thoughts about Telluride Ski and Snowboard School with you.
Great.
Okay, so why don't you start off about talking about the mission of Telluride Ski and Snowboard School, what you're all about.
Sure. You know, we are, as a ski and snowboard school, I mean, we get into this, you know, we get into this profession and this industry because we have a passion for it and we love it. And that's really, you know, our mission in the ski school is to pass on that passion and make sure that whether, you know, it's your first experience on the snow skiing or snowboarding, or, you know, it's your 25th or 30th or 40th year doing it, that you have a fantastic experience and you keep coming back for more, because that's really, that's what we're all about, and that's why we got into this industry and, you know, make all these sacrifices to live in such a beautiful place and ski and ride here, and we want to make sure that everyone else feels the same way and just has that same passion.
So, what I heard you say is that really taking a lesson is for skiers and riders of all levels.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, our, you know, a chunk of our business is certainly those first timers, you know, keeping them out of the hands of their boyfriends or girlfriends or parents, which inevitably ends in disaster a lot of the time. You know, that's certainly part of our jobs, but, you know, we also cater to, you know, very top-notch skiers and riders who, you know, are already very proficient and just want to take their game to the next level.
Exactly. Maybe somebody wants to learn how to ski the bumps better.
Most definitely. Yep. Yep. We'll offer, you know, lessons for someone who wants to learn bumps, you know, ski steeps, carve better. You know, we'll run the gamut from never ever, how the equipment works, how to put it on, you know, have your first sliding experience and also your, you know, your thousandth sliding experience, just as long as it's really good. That's our goal.
Okay. Sharing the know-how, sharing the passion.
For sure.
What is the big difference between self-taught skiers and riders and professionally taught skiers and riders?
Sure. You know, just like a lot of other industries, I mean, you can pick up a guitar and start strumming the chords. You know, it doesn't take much to be able to do that, but to really become, you know, efficient and proficient, you know, at the sport, it takes a professional leading you through that, and that's what we do. You know, it's all about, you know, making sure that at the end of the day you can, you know, have a great experience out there and you know, feel like the next day you can do it over again. You know, creating an efficient skier or rider is one of our main goals, so that, you know, I mean, the reality of the ski industry is it's an expensive and fantastic vacation for a lot of people, but you want to maximize it. You know, you don't want to get in at the end of a day and be totally beat and not be able to ski or ride the next couple of days, you know, and that's a lot of what we do out there, is make sure that, you know, people are skiing and riding efficiently, so that they're conserving their energy and they can get back out there and do it again the next day.
And maybe saving more energy for the après ski.
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure that sounds great to a lot of people. How does Telluride Ski and Snowboard School set itself apart from other ski and snowboard schools across the country or maybe even around the world?
Sure. You know, I think, you know, within the ski industry, we've got, you know, we've got a professional organization that oversees, you know, and makes sure that, you know, in terms of our professional instructors, they're up to standard. So, you know, that aspect may not change much ski school to ski school. And so I think, you know, what really sets Telluride apart and the Telluride Ski School apart is the people. You know, I mean, ski instruction is all about the people. If you've got someone who, you know, isn't really into it, isn't passionate about it, they may have the most technical knowledge of skiing or riding out there. But, you know, if they can't connect with you and make sure you have an awesome experience, that makes a huge difference. And our instructors here in Telluride are great at that. You know, they're not only passionate about the sport, but they're passionate about the area. You know, they provide a history lesson on top of their lesson, you know, their technical lesson a lot of times. And, you know, that kind of shows in the experience of our instructor staff. You know, we've got an average experience in terms of seasons of up around 11. And you know, for a ski school that's over 300 instructors with a lot of new instructors every year, that says a lot about our core staff and really their passion for not only the sport, but the area as well.
Okay. And plus we have fantastic teaching terrain.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's definitely another thing that really sets us apart is, you know, Telluride's certainly marketed as the extreme resort and a lot of extreme terrain, because that's certainly very, you know, a sexy thing to market. But, you know, what doesn't get marketed a lot is how fantastic our teaching terrain is, from, you know, our groomed beginner terrain through our long green and blue runs. I mean, it is just, it's an outstanding place, and a lot, most of the time, you know, you end up not even seeing a soul on the slope that you're skiing on. It's not crowded, and it's such a wonderful place. You get to enjoy the views and everything that Telluride has to offer, and it feels like your own private little resort a lot of times.
And of course, now that there's so much hike to terrain, that might be the perfect opportunity for certain people to consider having a lesson.
Definitely, definitely.
To
I mean, that's
some of that.
That's really, you know, again, makes Telluride so special is the fact that, you know, we have all this terrain that's very easily accessible, and we get lessons that come through, you know, almost every day where, you know, someone just wants to have a guide and feel more comfortable out on the hill on those difficult runs that they're doing, and make sure that there's, you know, a professional with them to help them, you know, make sure that they're skiing or riding efficiently, effectively, and really, you know, conquering the terrain that we have, whether it's, you know, the easy green runs all the way up to the hike to steep extreme terrain.
So in a nutshell, what would you say to that person, skier or boarder, that's been, you know, hitting the sport for a number of years and says, oh, I haven't taken a lesson in 10 years. I don't need a lesson. What would you say to that?
You know, there's, well, first of all, like we know in life, there's always room to improve. I think in particular, the ski industry is an industry that changes and is constantly evolving, whether it's the equipment or the terrain that they're doing. And, you know, from, you know, 15, 20 years ago when shape skis came out and really revolutionized the sport to now, you know, really getting into a lot of rockered technology with the skis and the snowboards and big fat skis are really the norm right now. And there's always going to be room to improve and get better and really, you know, become more efficient and effective in your skiing and riding with the new equipment and the new terrain that's out there. And, you know, taking a lesson is just, you know, it's the way to go to experience the mountain, whether you're a beginner, first timer, or, you know, you're a seasoned veteran of 40 or 45 years or more.
Okay. Noah, you have been in Telluride 5 years. What is it that you love about Telluride and Telluride Ski Resort? Personally.
You know, I think it's just the same as what really sets our ski school apart. You know, it's the people, the passion that's out there, you know, and then the scenery and the beauty of the mountain and the terrain that you're able to access so easily in Telluride. It's just that all wraps together in such a fantastic package.
Okay. I have been visiting with Noah Sheedy, the director of the Telluride Ski and Snowboard School. Noah, do you have anything you'd like to add?
You know, Nothing really, other than, you know, a big thank you to you for having us out on the show. And the show is great. Keep it up, and thank you. And get out there and take a lesson.
Thank you. And listen, this gives me a perfect opportunity to add, as a matter of fact, yesterday morning, I took a lesson.
Oh, cool.
And that's one of the big bonuses of being a ski instructor. Of course, we have lots of training, mm-hmm. but we also are able to take a lesson whenever we want. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of time to
Not
take a
necessarily.
Lesson because we're busy working or training or maybe having a day on the couch, a random day. But yesterday morning, powder morning, and I said, I want to take a lesson because I need to improve my powder skills. And you know what I love about the lessons? And this is often what some of my clients say to me, but the reason why I like taking a lesson is I feel like I'm being taken care of.
Definitely.
And that's invaluable. I mean, you can go out and ski with your friends or family or whatever, and that can be great fun. But there's nothing like having somebody who's either your coach or, you know, just kind of carrying you through that moment, whether it's a half day or a full day or whatever. And that's what I love about taking lessons. And fortunately, I've had that feedback myself. So that's my own little ski instructor input on that.
Well, and that's what makes Telluride such a fantastic ski school is people like you, you know, and the passion and the fact that they, you know, want to take care of everybody and make sure they have a fantastic experience. That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, Noah, thank you so much for being a guest on Travel Fun.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I am continuing this program on Telluride Ski and Snowboard School, and I would like to welcome Doug Morrison and Frank Martinez to Travel Fun. Hi, guys.
Hey, Mary Beth. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Mary Beth?
It's good to have you here. And once again, Doug is in charge of adult programs at Telluride Ski and Snowboard School. And Frank is in charge of children's programs.
That's correct.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about how each of these programs sort of distinguish each other. And Doug, I can tell you're anxious to launch right in. And get
As always.
Yes. I want to hear what you have to say about the adult program at Telluride Ski and Snowboard School.
Well, Mary Beth, we kind of have two different facets of the program. We have group lessons. And then we also have private lessons. Most of the business we do in Telluride is actually private lessons. So it's small groups of people coming to us, whether it's their kid, you know, the kids and the parents or the kids alone, but coming to us, creating their own groups, you know, deciding who they want to ski with and setting their own time barriers, you know, for what they want to do. It's a very customized kind of product. And you know, the guests tend to be very involved in, you know, creating, you know, the boundaries of what the lessons are going to be like.
And so do you often in, let's say, a private lesson, would you teach kids and adults within one lesson?
You know, we often do, although I believe that the best way would be to separate the children away from the adults, because kids and adults learn at different rates and sort of in different styles. And believe it or not, even the children in different age groups learn in different ways and at different rates and at different or with different styles. So oftentimes we try to take the really small children and separate them from, say, the elementary age children. Teens seem to be able to work a little bit more with adults and go very easily. A lot of times our lessons are full day in scope. And so we may see the instructors going with little groups, you know, throughout the day, take the small children at one point, the teens at another point, and then the mom and dad maybe, you know, later in the day.
And how do you select the instructor that you're going to put with the lesson?
Well, I think as Noah mentioned, you know, we're lucky to have a staff of about 300. We use a priority system like many ski schools do, but we also take a very close look at who the guest is, the kinds of things they would like to have happen. They always give us information when they come in to book a lesson, and we try to use that information to best match the students with the personality types and the technical strengths that our instructors have.
Personality types. That's a key word because there are so many different personalities within ski school.
Absolutely. Not only within ski school, but there is every kind of personality that comes to the desk and is purchasing lessons. So we need to have sort of the entire portfolio, if you will, of personalities out there so we can best match our guests with instructors that can lead them through the day and show them the best time that they can have.
Okay, so that's mainly talking about private lessons and how they work at Telluride Ski and Snowboard.
That's right. That's mostly about private lessons. What we haven't talked about is group lessons. With the group lessons, we have people show up at a set time. We really believe that the full day lesson is the best product because it gives people the most amount of time to learn and to be coached throughout the day. We start those lessons around 11 every day.
And for the adults.
For the adults. And, you know, the first bit of time is taken up, probably about 45 minutes is taken up in organizing the classes. So we're sure we have the classes that ski like themselves on, you know, they ski the same speed on the same terrain. And then once that happens, then the instructors take over. They start to put together a plan for the mixture of terrain, the type of people that they have with them, where they might want to have lunch on the hill, etc. You know, and they come up with a whole day plan, and they come down at the end of the day, you know, nearly 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and they've had quite an experience.
I think it's important to mention that for many people, it's a big social experience, these adult group lessons.
Well, one of the things that's so great about group lessons is you have a chance to meet other people that are kind of in the same bracket that you are. They've skied about the same amount, but they're from different parts of the country or maybe even different countries all together. And it's really fun to get together and to meet people and to be involved with those people who are kind of at the same station when you think about skiing.
Okay. Frank, let's hear from the kids' side.
What would you like to hear, Mary Beth?
Well, I think probably one of the things to first start out with, and this is a little bit of a loaded question, but are the aspirations and desires of the adults in line with the teaching goals and methods of the instructors at Telluride Ski and Snowboard School?
With regard to the children's lessons, you mean?
Yes.
And what it is that they ultimately accomplish? Usually not, to be honest with you. Parents tend to have a little bit of an inflated idea of what it is that they expect their children to achieve, regardless of their levels, their current levels. You know, I mean, it's a typical situation where a parent will come in and say something like, oh, yeah, you know, this, I've had him skiing down blue runs and some blacks, and yeah, he just follows right behind me. Well, what they don't say is that the child's in a death wedge all the way down and, you know, sitting back on the tails of his skis and his legs are totally toast within 10 minutes and can barely survive. We don't look at that as being exactly what it is that our product is trying to deliver to the child. Something that I tell my instructors all the time is that every time we go out on the hill, unlike the adult lessons, we have at least 3 clients with each one. We've got the child that we're teaching, we've got the parents who we're trying to satisfy, and we've got everybody else on the hill who's watching us, because everybody watches the children's lessons.
Oh, they're so adorable.
Well, yeah. No, they are. The kids are great. You know, it's amazing what kind of gratification you get from giving kids this kind of an experience at that age. I wish I had had that opportunity when I was that age to get into this sport and enjoy it for as long a time as the kids that we're teaching now will have, you know, in their lifetimes.
So how do you really approach the idea of a parent, say, coming in and say, oh, you know, I want to be able to take little Joey on blacks, and this is what I want. And you see that little Joey hasn't even mastered parallel.
Yeah. You know, it's something that we deal with all the time. And, you know, we try to emphasize to the parent that, first of all, what we're all about is, you know, safety, fun, and learning, especially for the kids. You know, I mean, the worst thing that we can do is injure a child. And, you know, it's something that we take very seriously. And, you know, just because the parent has an aspiration that the child is going to ski blacks within 3 days doesn't mean that that's a realistic expectation. And we try to, you know, delicately inform the parent that, you know, we're going to go at the pace of a child and have them skiing in such a way that ultimately they will be able to be skiing those blacks with their children. It's just that it may not happen this week. Sometimes kids progress very quickly. Other times, you know, it really depends. Socialization, as Doug mentioned, is very important with the different ages of the kids. You know, what they can do, how much they can assimilate, how they relate to their peers and to other adults that they're unfamiliar with, you know, the instructors. Teaching a 3-year-old is a whole different ballgame than teaching a 14-year-old, let me tell you. So, you know, all of those factors come into play.
What would you say to those parents that are thinking they can teach their kids?
They probably thought they could teach their spouses also, but probably found out differently. You know, certainly a lot of children's first experience on snow is with their parents, and, you know, we encourage that. But frustration, expectations, a lot of things come into play there. You know, how much the children can play their parents and how much the parents expect out of their children, a lot of times are a dynamic that they can't get over. And having a professional instructor that has been trained specifically to teach children, that understands the learning capabilities of the different age groups, et cetera, really makes a difference and helps in that socialization project. A lot of times, this is the first real experience that some of these children have had in socialization outside of their families, and is really the first time that they're being treated as a person unto themselves, not someone's child, not someone's, you know, son or daughter, but that they are an entity unto themselves, and what their desires are, what their needs are being addressed by someone that they're unfamiliar with. So it's a very great learning experience beyond just the skiing.
Right. And when you think there are so many elements to consider, the cold, the equipment, the clothing, it's a whole new world.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, it's something, we get a lot of kids that come from different parts of the world, as Doug mentioned. You know, we have a whole group in from Brazil right now, and our environment is a lot different than it is in Brazil, trust me. you know, their unfamiliarity with what it is they have to deal with, as you pointed out, the equipment, the cold, all of these things are so unfamiliar to them. It's, you know, it's a whole learning. Yeah. It's a whole learning experience beyond what they are used to. So, yeah, it really opens their eyes to life in a lot of ways.
Would you briefly mention the structure of a children's group lesson? And how many lessons do you recommend for students?
As many as they can take. No. Actually, the structure is a lot the same as it is for the adult side. We break our children's groups into three different groups. We have the 3 to 4-year-olds, who are the otters. We've got the 5 and 6-year-olds, who are the bears, and then the 7 to 14-year-olds, who are the eagles. And we've broken them down that way because of the learning capacities, socialization skills, different methodologies of dynamics that goes on with each of those age groups as they develop. And each of them have specific goals and needs that we try to accommodate in those lesson groups. Trying to teach a 3-year-old with a 12-year-old is a disaster because their interests, their attention spans, their socialization skills are so different. So having them in those groupings really is a way to accomplish what it is that we're after.
I think a great way to illustrate this is, you know, people often comment to me, oh, the kids are so cute. How they follow the instructors down the hill like little ducks, and, you know, behind the mother duck, and little ducklings behind the mother duck. And people often comment on that. And what they don't know is that instructors hardly ever say, follow me like that. Mm-hmm. Kids just naturally do that. And that's how they learn.
Oh, absolutely.
By seeing the instructor and imitating mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole different way than in an adult group lesson or private. You're really explaining technique and that
absolutely.
Sort of thing. So that's something I wanted to add. Guys, what haven't we talked about?
Gosh.
Well, what we haven't talked about, I mean, we haven't talked, although Noah touched a little bit on our staff. You know, I think we're... I've been lucky throughout my life. I've actually worked at several major ski schools over time. And, you know, I think we're so lucky here to have, you know, the experience of the staff that Noah was relating to. But it's not just the experience and the stories and the history of Telluride, but it's also the willingness for them to reach out to new people and want to figure out who those people are and to share their lives with those people. You know, when you go on a vacation and you're going to a place like Telluride, just about the greatest gift somebody can give you is to make you feel like you belong there. And that, I think that's one of the things that our instructors do. And they work really hard at trying to invite them, the guests, into Telluride and make them feel like it's where they belong.
I think that's a great point, Doug. And it's also important to emphasize that Telluride has a really strong ski culture. And you really feel that with the people that work on the mountain, whether it's within ski school or the lift operators or whatever. There's that really strong ski culture and the passion, and that we try to share that and impart that to our guests.
Yeah, there are times when the skiing's so good, it's hard to get the instructors to come down to actually meet up with their students. So, yeah, I understand what you mean about their passion. They ski all day, every day when they're not teaching. And then, of course, they're sharing that passion with their guests when they are teaching.
And you talked about, well, we're kind of touching on the diversity of the ski instructors. My goodness, there could be a whole tome written on this. We have one ski instructor that is a former orthopedic surgeon. I met somebody the other day. He's a new hire. He's actually a dancer, choreographer. And I mean, people have fascinating lives outside of ski school. And I think that just shows we're sort of an eclectic bunch.
Yeah, absolutely so. I mean, it's amazing every year with a new hire group that comes in to find out what it is that they actually do in their lives or what it is they aspire to do in their lives, you know, after they do leave the profession. It's amazing the diversity that we have. But I think that's one of the reasons why we have such an easy time of relating to the guests that we have that come from all over the world of so many different diverse cultures and occupations that can find a niche in Telluride, as Doug mentioned, where they actually do feel at home, where they can make friends, where they actually will want to come back year after year simply to reconnect with those people that they've had such a good time with.
And I think it's a way of illustrating that Telluride Ski and Snowboard School is not some fuddy-duddy school program or lesson program. And I often have kids saying, this is way more fun than school. And so, guys, I think we're out of time. Thank you so much for being a guest on Travel Fun. Thank you, Doug Morrison. Thank you, Frank Martinez. Thank you, Noah Sheedy.
Mary Beth, thank you very much. We really appreciate being on and having an opportunity to share, you know, about our business and our lives.
Absolutely. And for more information, people can go to TellurideSkiResort.com and go to the ski school link on there. And also, I am going to be posting this interview as a podcast at BonjourColorado.com. And I hope you guys can come up with some snazzy pictures of yourselves that will accompany this story. So that's my request.
I'm not sure you'd like to see some of the snazzy pictures we have of ourselves.
All right. Well, thank you again to all three of you for being guests on Travel Fun, and have a great rest of the season.
Thank you very much, Mary Beth.
Take care, Mary Beth. Thanks.
Bye-bye.